This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
After analyzing the left's reaction to the Charlottesville murder and the riots and all that went down there, I've come to one really sobering and a little bit sad and highly disturbing conclusion, which is that the mainstream left in America today is wholly unqualified to participate in a free society. They cannot participate in a democracy. Why? Well, simply because they cannot process information with anything resembling reason or rationality. The left has lost its collective mind after this car ramming attack, which killed one person, even as over the same weekend, 9 people were shot to death in Chicago, the gun control capital of America. I guess those 9 lives don't matter to anybody on the left. It's the one life at the Charlottesville rally that gets all the attention. And yes, it's wrong when anybody is murdered as an innocent person on the streets of America. We all agree with that. All of us want peaceful dialogue so that we can talk to each other instead of murdering each other. And yet, what has the left done in response to this? They have called for more violence, more murder, more hatred, more bigotry. It's out of control. Yahoo News has now endorse Antifa, which is the left-wing radical terrorism group. Antifa is a domestic terrorism group that is steeped in violence. They routinely carry out violence against others, and they wear black masks, and they wear, you know, to hide their faces so they can carry out all of their crimes and terrorism without being identified. You notice in Charlottesville, at least the people on the right weren't afraid to show their faces. And the people on the left all covered their faces, at least, I mean, the Antifa people did, because they knew that they were instigating violence and escalating the situation. Well, now Yahoo News says Antifa is awesome, and CNN also has endorsed Antifa with essentially what is a glowing review of that group. It's unreal. I mean, we have now CNN and Yahoo News, who are big players in the mainstream media, essentially endorsing a left-wing terrorism group whose goal is the violent overthrow of the country. That's their stated goal, is the violent overthrow of the U.S. government and turning America into a communist regime. They openly state that that is their goal. They openly state that they don't participate in elections, that they are going to use bombs and killings and murder. And Yahoo News thinks that's a great idea. And apparently so does Google and Facebook and YouTube, because they are censoring anybody who dares to point this out. So if you're a conservative voice, if you're a reasonable, rational voice, you're going to get banned by Google or penalized. You're going to get demonetized by YouTube like Diamond and Silk did. You're going to get blocked by Facebook like Natural News was blocked for 7 days or something like that by Facebook. Totally 100% censored. You're going to get demonized. You're going to get called a racist, even if you're not a racist. I mean, me in particular, for example, I'm Native American. My wife is Taiwanese, and she was an immigrant. I mean, I'm the opposite of racist, and yet I'm sure somebody's probably out there calling me racist because I don't bow down to the left-wing lunacy. But back to my main point here is that the left is entirely unqualified to even participate in democracy. They don't even believe in elections unless they win them. They vilify the outcome elections that they don't control. The left has no tolerance for any views that don't match their own views. The left is inherently racist and bigoted, judging people based on the color of the skin that they were born with. I mean, think about that. If you were born with Caucasian skin, you are immediately labeled an enemy by the insane radical left, which judges people by the color of their skin. It also judges people by their sexual orientation, saying that heterosexuals are evil. The left also judges people based on their gender, saying that men are inherently evil or inherently racist. And God forbid, if you are a white, heterosexual, Christian male, you are reviled by the left in the name of tolerance, in the name of diversity. They don't have room for your kind. You see what I'm saying? They are genocidal maniacs. They are out of control, out of their minds. They are mentally ill. And this is why their goal is the overthrow of this country. They want to exterminate white people. They want to obliterate liberty. They want to eliminate individual rights. They believe in collectivism, not individual liberty. They think the Constitution is bad. They think that guns should only be in the hands of government thugs controlled by the Clintons or somebody like them, that no individual should have any right to self-defense in this country. They believe that, in fact, you have no right to even speak your mind. You don't even have a right to have a voice at the table if you're conservative. This has been argued in an op-ed published in the New York Times that said that anybody engaged in, quote, hate speech, which is a catch-all phrase that means anybody who doesn't agree with the left, should not even be allowed to have a voice. And it's this stance that is now justifying the Google censorship of websites like Natural News, or the Facebook censorship and the YouTube censorship. Anybody who isn't 100% on board with the insane cultism of the out-of-control, mentally ill left is targeted for censorship or oppression under the excuse that you're engaged in, quote, hate speech. But notice how the left can hate white people all day long. Notice how the left can hate police. Remember when Obama was president and Antifa and Black Lives Matter were carrying out all these violent acts all across America? Notice how the press didn't blame Obama. Notice that. And they never said that any of those radical leftists were engaged in hate speech, even as they were executing police officers in Dallas, Texas. The media was attacking cops. The media was saying police were bad. They were never accused of being engaged in hate speech. Hate speech is simply anything the left doesn't like. Anything that says the left is out of control, that the left is mentally ill or delusional, is immediately branded hate speech, which justifies its censorship, according to the gatekeepers on the left. So we are entering very dangerous territory here. It's become abundantly apparent to me that the left is beyond mentally ill. They are psychologically imbalanced, sociopathic, that they literally are disqualified from participating in a democracy, which has to be based on rationality and reason. And once half the country has lost their minds, they've lost any ability to reason. Like, you can't even debate with a leftist anymore, because they just say, oh, they're gay or they're LGBT, and you can't argue with them because that's their identity, and thus that's their standing, and you have no standing because you're not gay. I mean, that's what it devolves into, just these ridiculously non-arguments, lunacy from the left. When that's gone, your democracy's gone. Your country's gone, because you can no longer have public discourse. And when they combine the censorship with that, they're just blocking all the voices that don't agree with them. And so the result of this is, as I've mentioned many times, increasing escalation of violence on both sides. You're going to have the alt-right and the alt-left both going insane. And I've publicly predicted car bombs will be one of the next weapons used in these mass gatherings. So prepare for that. There are going to be mass shootings, might be other bombs, suicide bombers, building bombs. Who knows? The left does this all the time. This is the left's playbook, bombing government buildings, which I've been predicting for over a year that they would engage in that. Their goal is to kill as many white people as possible, kill as many straight people as possible, kill Trump if they could reach him, get him out of office, overthrow the country, destroy all of the cultural monuments, destroy history, deface Mount Rushmore if that's what it takes. They'll even rename Washington, D.C. to remove the word Washington from history if they can get away with it. if you don't stop these people, they're going to destroy everything. They're going to destroy this country, this culture. They'll destroy your freedoms. They'll destroy the economy. They'll destroy any last shred of the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. They will destroy everything. And it's becoming increasingly apparent that the time to stand up and stop these people from destroying our nation is right now. The Second Amendment activation draws near, and it's desperately, desperately needed. Thank you for listening. Be safe, everybody. Check out civilwar.news for more. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.